shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
You know what, my friends? Today, the first time, I kid you not, as I'm doing a couple things here behind the microphone to get readjusted. For the first time, I'm not kidding, the first time in over 10 years now that we've been doing this program, I had a mic cable go out. I was scratching my head here behind the scenes, trying to figure out why on earth my audio was not going to the soundboard before the program got started here this morning. But we've got it up and running. I saved the day as usual, my friends. It's a pleasure to be here. You know the routine: thoughts, questions, feedback, adoration, and praise always accepted. Todd at ToddHuffShow.com. And check out the website. We've made some improvements. You'll find some new content there. You can ask me questions there. You can always email those questions in, but you can send them in through a form today on the website. It's a section called You Asked For It. And I welcome any question. This is something, you know, I get a lot of questions on, I don't know, Facebook or email, text, that sort of thing. I want to get better at helping to answer some of those questions where everybody can see the answers. We'll put these sorts of things in the newsletter from time to time as well so that you can read some of those things, some of those interactions that I think you'll find helpful as well. All that stuff you can sign up for or access at the website, ToddHuffShow.com. All right. I want to talk about the fallout from this negotiated government shutdown. You've got people out there who are highly upset on the Democratic Party side. They want to get rid of Chuck Schumer. They're throwing their tantrum. They thought they had a political winner. They don't understand why they settled and didn't continue dragging the country through chaos and turmoil that they created. And so, by the way, we are validated with everything we said on this program about the government shutdown and who is to blame for this. This is 100%. Not that I needed it, by the way, because I understood how this worked, but this is validation and evidence that, of course, what we told you on this program was true, and what the media and the media actually, it was so bad, the media stopped carrying the water for the Democrat Party as well, and so they even came around and told the truth and blamed the Democrats in the Senate. Anyway, I want to talk about the fallout. I want to talk a little bit in the second segment about a lawsuit that President Trump has filed, or that he's announced that he's going to file against the BBC. I'd like to play, a clip of the raw audio that exists from January 6th, and how the BBC edited that to mislead its viewers as to what Trump was telling the people gathered around him as he spoke on January 6th, 2021, what he called them to do, what he encouraged them to go to the Capitol and do. I've got that. And today is Veterans Day. I want to say some words about that in the final segment. If you are an American military veteran, thank you off the top here for your service. We are free in large part because of people like you who are willing to stand up and defend the principles and the people of this great nation. You know better than anybody the threats that exist outside this country. I've got some friends who are veterans. My brother-in-law is a veteran. I think I shared my story on here. They wouldn't take me. I was medically disqualified for sleepwalking in 1997. But I appreciate your service, and I want to pay a little bit of tribute to you in the final segment today, my friends. Thank a veteran. In the world that we live in, there's a lot of hatred for anyone who even puts on the military uniform because there's a lot of leftists out here who have, well, I'll talk about this later, but they've been taught that this is a terrible place. Why on earth would you want to defend it, especially with the firearm? My heavens, can you imagine how terrible that person must be? This is, of course, what the radicals talk about and think about this great nation. So that's where we're headed today, my friends. Let me remind you, you know that we've partnered with Christopher's Organic Botanicals. You also know there's a lot of confusion out there about kratom. You've probably heard the headlines, read the headlines, all that sort of stuff. Most of those headlines are based on synthetic junk that is not real kratom. That's giving real kratom a bad name. Real kratom is natural. It's handled with care. And that's what you get when you work with Christopher's Organic Botanicals. Family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia to get this product to you. Every batch is lab-tested for purity, for safety. No chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. This is a trusted herbal option that has been used for generations, my friends, and a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label that's a mile long. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF to get 10% off your first order. But you can start by just learning more information, and they have weekly information calls that you can find out more information on the website, christophersorganicbotanicals.com. That's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Let's start here. The meltdown that is existing in today's Democrat Party. We have people who are highly, highly, highly upset at what is going on. Some people are calling for Chuck Schumer to resign, to step aside, because of this deal that has been negotiated. That is, again, where the Democrats are. They are very, very upset about this. They believe he is at fault for this negotiated settlement, and they want him to pay. Now, I am no fan of Chuck Schumer. I think Chuck Schumer has been bad for the American people. I think Chuck Schumer has been bad for the Democrat Party. I'm not here to help the Democrat Party. But objectively, I think Chuck Schumer has been a very bad representative and leader for the Democrat Party. Of course, I also think he's an opportunist. I think he is, he's an old school liberal. He's like Nancy Pelosi. He's not a leftist, but he's an opportunist. I don't trust anything he says. And I think he's done harm both to the country and to the Democrat Party. Now, I know that that gives some credibility to many Democrats when they can point to some of the insane things that they've done. But I think Chuck Schumer has done plenty of things that are bad for the Democrat Party, even for himself. He hasn't helped himself a lot. I don't think this is one of those things. Just to recap, Monday, yesterday, the 10th, of November, 8 Democratic senators voted with Republicans to advance a bill to reopen the government. We now know that this is back in the House of Representatives. They're set to vote on this tomorrow, Wednesday, we believe. It may not be, I think, the earliest that they can possibly, we think at this point, begin this process of voting for this bill is about 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on Wednesday the 12th. We went through this bill yesterday. I don't want to belabor this, but this piece of legislation reopens the government. It funds the government through January 30th. It funds three of the 12 appropriations bills will be fully funded all the way through the end of the fiscal year in 2026, which I find interesting. One of those is the legislative appropriations, so that they've taken care of their particular branch of government. There's going to be fights on these other nine pieces of legislation, these other nine appropriations bills. And this is the fight we should have been having this entire time. This was caused 100% by the Democrats, as I said off the top, for those who said, and I'm going to play a soundbite here from Sonny Hostin and the women at The View, but for those who said this was the Republican shutdown, I ask you this: how do you end a Republican shutdown with eight Democrats voting in favor of ending said shutdown? Isn't that, my friends, wouldn't that be evidence that this has always been a Democrat shutdown? Republicans didn't add a single vote to this process. The one vote that's been against this pretty much from the beginning is Rand Paul. He did not join the 52 Republicans or the eight Democrat senators who actually ended this shutdown. So if it was a Republican-led shutdown, hear me say this louder for the people in the back. If this was a Republican shutdown, why did it take eight Democrats to end it? Answer me that. It is 100% proof positive that this was a Democrat shutdown. So, now, that's the first thing. The next thing is, I'm queuing up this soundbite from Sonny Hostin on The View. And I know, listen, it's the women on The View. Who knows what they're going to say? Do everything else. This to me, well, it's certainly humorous. It's certainly just a walk on the wild side to me to watch and listen to this. I don't watch this show, but I see clips of this. But this is what people on the left are saying. Sonny Hostin is irate. She's fired up and ready to go, as Obama would say at his rallies. The chants from the stage back in those days, fired up, ready to go. She is fired up and ready to let Chuck Schumer go from a position of leadership. But before I do that, here's the question. What did they want Chuck Schumer to do, right? What are their expectations of their leader in the Senate? Well, they wanted him to hold the caucus together, to hold Democrats together, to keep those Democrats from crossing over. By the way, several of them, three of the eight, had been crossed over to the Republican side for some time now. That include John Fetterman and a couple of other Democrat senators. We've documented this throughout the process. So he's held accountable for not holding the caucus, the Democrats, together in firm opposition to the Republican Party and to standing firm, I guess, in support of this government shutdown. They wanted him to block or to stall the shutdown ending bill that the Senate just passed until they could get more concessions from the Republicans. What did they actually get? All they got nothing is really what it comes down to. They literally got nothing. And I've seen journalists, Democrat leftist journalists, media, you know, figureheads and so forth, asking Democrats, why do this on day number, whatever it was, day number 40, we're on day number 42 now of the government shutdown. The government still isn't open, by the way. They've just voted to reopen the government in the Senate. Now that goes to the House, as we just talked about. But it's still not open. The clock is still ticking. 42 days now that the government, this is day number 42, the government has been shut down because of the Democrats. And so they wanted concessions, but they got nothing. They got an agreement that the Senate is going to hold a vote on making the Obamacare subsidies, I don't want to say permanent, but extending those subsidies. We went through this yesterday. There were initial subsidies in Obamacare. There were additional subsidies that were added for Obamacare because, again, all the talk about making health insurance affordable through Obamacare, all that stuff is just a crazy made-up fantasy fairy tale. And so you have to, you don't have to, but they decided to create subsidies for people to tap into so that they could afford Obamacare. So they wouldn't necessarily know just how expensive their premiums were based upon the Democrats coming in and supposedly saving America with Obamacare. The only way to make it look like it's even remotely affordable is by having these subsidies. And so there were additional subsidies that were added during COVID. They were added during COVID because the people, the American people, were suffering greatly because of a disease that was wreaking havoc on this country. But not just that, because of decisions made by our government, different state governments and so forth, local governments, shutting things down, making it impossible not only to go outside, but to make a living. Remember, this was back in the days when they told us, you don't, what you do is not, what was the word they used? Not necessary. It's not, do you remember what? Essential. There we go. Thanks. Oz is paying attention today. Oz is checked in here. But she, essential. Remember, they said, some people's job wasn't essential. And I said to the person working it, to the person's providing for his or her family, that job is absolutely essential. Who's the government to tell you that your work isn't essential for anything? Tell them to fly a kite. Of course it's essential. But they said, no. What we'll do is we'll take care of you. We'll give you all this quote-unquote free money, which of course was a major driver of inflation. They made this stuff up out of just thin air, acting like this wasn't going to hurt the American people whatsoever. Of course, we were in that point in time that just in the storyline, we were in the thick of it, right? We were in this uncertainty. People were panicked, and they said, we got to do something. You got to do something. Don't know what it is, but send people bunches and bunches of dollar bills. And just that'll fix everything. Well, it turns out that's not as easy to do as we think. And one of those dollar bills, or one of those series of dollar bills that people receive, were subsidies for Obamacare to help during the additional hardship that was caused by COVID. Now Democrats want to extend that. Now, that had nothing to do with the continuing resolution, the Clean CR Republicans put forth and voted for in the House of Representatives all the way back on September 19th, that had nothing to do with any of this. And so they've just parroted a lie up to the point that they're still holding Chuck Schumer responsible because he couldn't keep 8 Democrats from reaching across the aisle and achieving bipartisanship. By the way, bipartisanship is usually something that's heralded by the media and by the radical left. I have multiple articles here. I'm going to pull up a headline and just reference it so you have an idea. You've probably seen these too. The New York Times, where did that go? Thought it's in my stack here. Maybe I already deleted it. I get sick of looking at these New York Times articles. But the New York Times is using a phrase to describe the people in the Democrat Party who decided to go to the Republican side and actually vote for the government to be open. Oh, there's a term they're using, and I can't find it. I thought it was in this. Maybe it was yesterday's. It's not in that one I just looked at. But basically, the New York Times is calling folks, the Democrats, names. Man, I'm going to have to find it during the break. But they're calling them names for reaching across the aisle. These people are oftentimes heralded as heroes, right? They're heralded as heroes for reaching across the aisle and making sure that they do what's best in the eyes of the American people. And that's normally considered a good thing. Defectors, there it is. I dug and dug and dug. I knew it was somewhere. It says the Senate, with the help of Democratic defectors, passed a bill to end the longest government shutdown without the health insurance subsidies Democrats long demanded. I mean, are we admitting now that this was the Democrat shutdown? If it takes Democrat defectors to think about this, they have lied to you. I want to hammer this home. I have said on this program for a month now that this is a Democrat shutdown. I have had people who have come to me on social media, whatever else, saying that I'm incorrect about this. This is Republicans that have shut this down. Again, tell me why we need 8 Democrat defectors to leave the side of the Democrat Party that has apparently that is standing in favor of a shutdown. Why do we need them to defect? It makes it sound like it's as serious as defecting from North Korea, which there's actually similarities as I think about it. But you take defectors from the Democrat Party in order to side with Republicans to reopen it. Remind me again, media. That's not every media figure on this one. But remind me again, Democrats, how this is the Republican shutdown, Hakeem Jeffries. Why did 8 defectors, people who defected from the Democrat Party strategy of shutting down the government by defecting, they joined the Republicans to reopen it? Those are the people they're calling defectors. It's wild, wild stuff, my friends. So they are upset with Chuck Schumer. They wanted him to block, to stall, to quit to keep these Democrats from joining Republicans, defecting, as the New York Times says. They wanted him to project a more aggressive fighting posture. We're here to fight for the people. We're here to fight for you, fight for your rights to have subsidized health care and all this sort of stuff. That's what they wanted. They wanted them to preserve the ACA subsidies. That's still going to be addressed. But listen, the vote is probably, as I understand it, not even going to have a chance to hit the floor of the Senate because it will be filibustered. They're not going to have 60 votes to achieve their objective here. They want everything here it's symbolic. They wanted Chuck Schumer to show symbolic defiance. There's nothing he could have done to stop this. There are things he could have possibly done to delay it. Can you imagine that, though? Can you imagine after 30, what did I say we are, day number 42? Can you imagine saying, well, let's, instead of having this end on day number 43 or 44, let's make it end on day 48 or 49 or 50? You realize how petty and ridiculous that looks to free-thinking Americans? They thought Chuck Schumer should have refused to allow a vote on the motion to proceed via procedural objections or delays. They wanted him to whip. If you're trying to get votes, there's actually a leadership position called the majority and the minority whip. And the term is to describe people who are trying to whip the vote, get the vote kind of corralled for the position that the Democrats, or in the case of the Republicans, if they're the Republican whip, get the votes lined up so that they can achieve things and all push in the same direction. They wanted him to do that. They wanted him to do that as well. They wanted him to demand stronger conditions to be met. Of course, his hands were tied. They wanted him to project an energy of a fighter. Come on. This is patently ridiculous and silly. There was nothing he could do. There wasn't. And I'm not a fan of his, but there was nothing he could do. Friends, let's face it. There's a lot of companies out there that do not share your Christian values. The good news is you do not have to invest in them. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll screen out companies that go against your faith, your values, and create a plan that's tailored to meet your goals. And they handle all that heavy lifting for you so you can focus on what really matters. You want to see how your current investments, what you have today, how those investments align with your values. If you do, go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. Complete the assessment. It's quick and easy. 48 Financial, because our values matter and so does our money, my friends. Quick time out, back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part, you can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products, elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I do want to get to Trump's lawsuit, potential lawsuit, against the BBC for doctoring, editing, selectively, creatively editing his remarks outside, well, in Washington, D.C., when he told people on January 6th, 2021, to peacefully and patriotically protest, march down to the Capitol. Trump is suing them, and I want to get into that in this segment, but there's a few more things I want to get to tie up loose ends from the first segment. Number one, Chuck Schumer, while he's a absolutely terrible, terrible leader, he's done bad things for both the Republican Party and most importantly for this country. He has he is not a good leader. He hasn't acted in America's best interest. He's supported, promoted some really, really reprehensible and just flat out bad ideas. He's not responsible for this. I mean, people want someone to blame, and that's fine. Let there be turmoil within the Democrat Party. People theoretically thought that he could refuse unanimous consent agreements. All that would do would slow the process down, which again would make it look like he was trying to inflict intentionally to the free thinkers among us, trying to inflict harm on people during this shutdown. Again, he could have demanded full debate, the full amendment process. That would, again, prolong the debate. The filibuster is supposed to already prolong debate. He was going to prolong debate, again, only to lose. Is that what they wanted? That could have possibly caused there to be additional backlash as well. Again, some people wanted him to try to filibuster the motion to proceed, but he didn't have the votes. Apply public pressure on the Democrats who wanted to put an end to this shutdown. Again, what's he supposed to do? They've already made their choice. There wasn't anything else he could do. He could not prevent or block the cloture vote. He could not punish the quote-unquote defectors, which again is a pretty telling term to use under the Senate rules. And he couldn't stop the bill from reaching the floor once it's been scheduled. There's really nothing Chuck Schumer could do, but they want to blame him for it anyway. Here's an example of some mindless gibberish being spoken again at The View as usual. But I just want you to hear, I know this is The View, and I know this is not to be taken seriously in one sense, right? In one sense, the things that they say, the arguments that they make are patently absurd on The View. I get it. Understand completely. However, in the world we live in, this is the sort of stuff that a lot of people listen to. They think these women know what they're talking about. These women don't have the slightest clue what they're talking about. Sonny Hostin, I mean, there's a lot to choose from. Sonny Hostin, Whoopi Goldberg kind of lead the charge there of not knowing what they're talking about. However, there's plenty of other contenders for that as well. I just want you to listen to this. How many things can she possibly get wrong? How many talking points is she regurgitating here that have no basis in reality? Listen to this for yourself. At how wrong this entire thing is.
Look, let's be clear. The Republicans run the House. The Republicans run the Senate. The Republicans run the White House. The Republicans run the Supreme Court, as far as I'm concerned. This was a choice by Republicans to cut SNAP benefits. This was a choice by Republicans to cut ACA subsidies. This was a choice by the Republicans to gut the federal government and federal employment. Democrats had nothing to do with it.
This is beyond stupid. Listen, I'm sure I don't know that she's a pleasant person. I'm just going to be kind to her. This is absolutely moronic. This is idiotic to the nth degree. What she's just said, listen, on the one hand, I wrote about this. That's one of the questions, actually, that I addressed. Didn't think about that until I started saying this. That's one of the questions I've addressed on our website under the new place where you can ask your questions and all that, called You Asked For It. She said Republicans control the House, Republicans control the Senate, Republicans control the White House. As far as she's concerned, Republicans control the Supreme Court, whatever the world that's supposed to mean. But Republicans do control the House. Republicans do control the Senate. Republicans do control the White House. But again, nuance and context requires that we explain what that means. That means that they have a majority. The filibuster in the Senate, Sonny Hostin, I don't know how to make this any simpler. You either deliberately don't want to know this, or I think that that's what it is. But then, you know, then you're questioning her integrity. She either deliberately doesn't want to know this, or she is not capable of connecting the dots. Majority means 50%, you know, just 50, a majority, 50% plus that extra person, whatever that percentage comes out to be. In the Senate, that would be 51% because there's 100 senators. You would need 51 to have a true majority. Or even if it was 50-50, if you have the White House, the vice president, turns out that Sarah Palin was right about this. The vice president breaks the ties. Shockingly, she was right. We knew this all along when she said this, and she was made fun of relentlessly and mocked by Katie Couric and people out there in the media and in all across the fruited plain here for saying something that was true about the vice presidency. But that's a way to have the majority as well. The vice president could be the 101st vote, and if the vice president is in the Republican Party, and Republicans had 50 senators, they would have a 51st senator on tie-breaking votes with J.D. Vance as the vice president. That's how this works. Republicans, however, don't have 60. That's a supermajority. That's the majority, the level of majority required to get things done. I have been through this in the Senate. I have been through this so many times, it's maddening. First of all, the SNAP benefits are not connected. Democrats connected them to the continuing resolution. There is a separate piece of legislation that sets the timeline on the benefits for ACA benefits, excuse me. But the SNAP benefits, I confused two things there, forgive me. The SNAP benefits were only stopped because the Democrats shut down the government. Hello, this is so ridiculous. Of course this was orchestrated by the Democrats. Everything she said is just 180 degrees out of whack. If it was down, she said it was up. If it was right, she said it was left. It's because she couldn't be more wrong if she tried, but she's got more to say.
An opposition party. I think the Democrats caved. I think the Democrats let down the American people.
By opening the government.
Like you, Whoopi, I have absolutely no faith that the Republican Party will come to the negotiating table in good faith. You know, you do something like this, shame on you the first time. You do it twice, three times, four times, shame on me. Shame on the Democrats for even believing that the Republicans will, even vote on it. There's no guarantee in this New Deal that there's going to be a vote. There's no even commitment to have a vote. So the bottom line is the Democrats went into this after a blue wave out of the American people saying, we want the opposition. The Democratic Party.
There were a couple of elections in a couple of states, blue states. The governor's races were won by Democrats. It wasn't entered into after the election. The election was last week. The shutdown has been 42 days. Just can you look at a calendar? I feel dumber after listening to this, my friend. I don't know what to say about this. It's pathetic. It's sad. Ugh, I got to take a break. Getting to the end of this segment. At least let's set up. I got two more things I want to get to that I told you. That's all I care to talk about this. You can go to the stack of stuff. There's more articles. You can watch the remaining 20 or 30 seconds or whatever of what Sonny Hostin is babbling about here that I had to cut off. Friends, would you prefer to take two soft gels a day or spend hours in your doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? Listen, I'm not here to say you don't need to go to your doctor. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying it is better to start with an ounce of prevention than wait until you need pounds and pounds of expensive cure. That's where Solti comes in. It is a natural supplement that has been clinically proven. Science has spoken. It's been clinically proven to lower cholesterol. No prescriptions, no doctor's visits. It's very affordable, and it is something that you can start today. If you've had a family history of heart issues or high cholesterol, you can start taking this product. I take it you can as well. Solti.com is the website, S-O-L-T-E-A, Solti.com. Promo code Todd will get you 50% off your first order and free shipping. It is incredibly affordable. Check out the offer, my friends. Take care of your heart's health today. All right. When we get back, I got two things I want to do. I want to talk to our veterans. I also, I may not be able to do both, and I'm going to make sure I thank the veterans. So we're going to thank and talk to the veterans really quickly. And if I don't have time with Trump's lawsuit, we'll either table that until tomorrow, or maybe I'll talk about it a little bit in today's newsletter, which you can get for free, toddhuffshow.com. It's called The Inner Circle. Just go to The Inner Circle, sign up for free with your email address. I'll talk about it there. One of those two things will happen if I don't get to both. Quick time out, my friends. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I am your host, the one, the only, ever so beloved Todd Huff, back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment on this Veterans Day. This Veterans Day, I want to say some words about that, my friends. But maybe you, those of you out there, have reached the stage where managing money feels more like juggling than just dealing with basic numbers. You've got tax planning, estate work, you've got investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all under one roof. It's all about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. Are you ready for that next level of support? If so, or if you just want to learn to see maybe how close you are to needing that level of support, check out FullSuiteWealth.com. That's their website, FullSuiteWealth.com. Jason and his team will take great care of you. Build your legacy, my friends. Secure your future. All right. Gonna have to table probably. Again, I'll either talk about it in the newsletter today or we'll talk about it tomorrow. Trump's lawsuit with the BBC. Potential, what he's announced will be his lawsuit with the BBC. But I want to spend some time talking about veterans. You know, my friends, if you're like me, you know a lot of people out there who have served in defense of this great nation. Have served in this, maybe many of you have served in this great nation as well. And I want to hear you, I want you to hear me say thank you. What, you know, there have been times in America's history, and I think we're in one of those times now, but I think back to the Vietnam War. There have been times in our nation's history where our military, where our veterans, people that put themselves in harm's way in defense of this great nation, were not shown the proper dignity and respect that they deserve. You know, if you join the military, if you sign up, whatever it is, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Space Force now, if you sign up to protect this great nation, you're not a policymaker. Your job is to follow orders. In fact, that's one of the things that they do very early in the process is they make sure that you know that they're in charge and that you're to follow orders. You're not to give orders. You don't really even have an opinion. They don't want you to have an opinion. They want you to do what the command structure has determined you are going to do. They don't set the policy. They don't determine when they go to a certain theater. They don't determine where they have a base established. They don't determine the rules of engagement. They don't determine all of the political factors that go into a particular situation and scenario. These men and women who signed up to defend this great nation deserve our applause, our respect. And today is the day that we can do that. Today is the day that we can and should do that. This nation, in order for freedom has constantly... It is constantly under assault. It constantly is threatened by people who want to take away your freedom. Power is is a drug to people. Money and power are things that motivate people to do sometimes some very incredibly wicked things. I mean, we all see this in our own life, in our own world today, but even throughout history, we can see this time and time and time again. Freedom, God has given us freedom, but freedom must be defended because there are people who want to take away our freedom for the lust of power, for the control, for the riches, for the rewards that they think that they will get by being the people in control. It takes an incredible amount of arrogance and self-righteousness to think that you or a particular person is worthy, is qualified to be in charge of another person's life. And our founders understood this. They understood that tyranny is always out there. Threats to our freedom and liberty always exist. And so ultimately, the only way to secure those liberties, and listen, I understand, I mentioned earlier, politicians can sometimes put military personnel in predicaments that they shouldn't be in. That's not the fault of the person who signed up. Some of these things are absolutely noble and good as well. Whatever the case, this is my point. Wherever someone served, whatever their MOS was, whatever that they did in the military, whatever they're doing in the military, it is part of what protects this great nation, secures our liberty, and it is a good thing. And thank a veteran today if you haven't done that. I highly encourage you to do that. A lot of these folks haven't been thanked in years. Some have been. Some of them, again, served at times that they were not thanked. In fact, they were ridiculed and even blacklisted for being a part of the military during some of these conflicts and so forth throughout our nation's history. In particular, I think of Vietnam. But I also think, look, in some circles today, if you say you served in the war on terror, there are people out there that think you're a terrible human being. You are not. What you did, while certainly the government didn't always make the right decisions, what you did was fight against an abject evil, and I say thank you. This nation exists. This nation has freedom because men and women who sign up for the armed services have stood in the path, have stood in a position to protect those of us in this great nation, and I say thank you on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. I have to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.